Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I was probably nervous. I do think that that J.D. Vance is not nervous and is pretty confident in whether or not he does what David says he does or predicts what he does. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. But I do think that he is the most to lose.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
So we've got Joe Concha back on the line with us, and we're excited to have you back. Joy, I am more excited for this debate from an entertainment level coming up between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, I think, than I was for the presidential debate.
I'm with you on that. And the thing is, Annie, people say no one watches the vice presidential debate. So I went back and looked. In 2020, between a rather milquetoast Mike Pence and Kamala Harris, that debate was watched by nearly 60 billion people.
Wow.
All right. It's a big deal. And then obviously the clips afterwards, if something goes poorly for one of the candidates, then that's millions and millions more. And if I'm looking at this as somebody who is looking at a prize fight, and I see that Tim Walz has not done one solo interview nationally, has barely done any interviews. You know, the tough football coach, his handlers are more petrified to put him out there than Kamala Harris, which says a lot, right? So he's going to go into this without taking one remotely tough question, and he's going against a guy who graduated Ohio State in 2.5 years, right? And it's only led by Yale Review. I watched Vance's his debates versus Tim Ryan, who's a pretty formidable debater in his own right. He's a pretty good candidate. It's just, you know, was trying to be senator of the wrong state. And Vance was excellent. He was so prepared for everything that Ryan was going to throw at him and had the perfect responses. He's measured, he's confident, and cool. And Tim Walz is this goofy 80s sitcom dad. You know, you see the way he goes on the stage, he's waving his arms and everything. That's basically it. That's all you get with this guy. So I wonder now, you know, this is the last time, Annie, that we're going to see a major event in this particular, barring something catastrophic, but you know what I mean, like scheduled event on television, right? And this is the last time we're going to see a contrast between these two tickets. And if the final shot is Tim Walz versus J.D. Vance, I think, and I'm not being overconfident here, I know the bar is low maybe for Walz. You know, I don't think there is any bar. I don't think anybody knows who this guy really is.
True.
I think Vance it's Mike Tyson, Michael Spinks, 88. I mean, it's going to be a knockout, and they're going to send this campaign reeling. And I think it already is reeling based on the polling I'm seeing lately.
You know, I keep going back to the word weird. And our poll for today, we do a YouTube poll every day with our show, and it's who's the weirdest candidate running, Vance, Trump, Harris, or Walz. And it's important for people to remember that Walz was the originator, as my understanding, of the label of weird towards J.D. Vance before Walz was even like part of this race. And I think J.D. Vance is the most genuine, relatable dude that's been in politics in quite some time. And as we've gotten to know incrementally a little bit about Tim Walz, weird is the best word to describe whatever it is that is going on there.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that clip last week, which was hilarious. He goes, we're not going to take four more years of this. Oh, no, we're not, are we? Because that's the Kamala Harris last 4 years, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Any guy, I got an elementary school son, third grade, and Tim Walz actually signed a law putting tampons in his boys' room. His, of course, I'm in New Jersey, but if I lived in Minnesota, that's something I'd have to explain to my kids. So that, I would say, is weird. Thinking men can get pregnant, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's weird. Letting Minneapolis burn to the ground in 2020 and not sending the National Guard, which you were a part of at one point until you ditched them when they actually got sent into a war zone, that's weird and it's reckless at the same time. So when you look at the issues, and they're all on the side of J.D. Vance tomorrow, as far as economy, as far as immigration, as far as foreign policy, as far as crime. Hopefully those things are actually broached and we don't have CBS doing their best ABC imitation. Good news on that front, by the way. CBS announced today that they will not be fact-checking during this debate.
Good.
And that's such a great idea. We saw what ABC did. 11 fact-checks and follow-up questions for Donald Trump, 0 for Kamala Harris. They're going to stay out of this. So that's partly the good news. I just hope that we're not inundated with questions about, oh boy, you know, we get one question on the economy like ABC did, which was an atrocity, and then, oh, we're going to go right to January 6th. Oh, we're going to go right to Donald Trump said that he won't accept the vote if blah, blah, blah. You know, I hope they stick to the issues. If they do, it's going to be a long night for Tim Walz.
You know, CNN followed that model when they did the Trump-Biden one. They asked the questions. They didn't, and I mean, we saw what happened there. The fact-checking thing is an interesting thing in an actual live debate, because what we have seen, I don't know, you would probably have a better timeline on this than I would, but the media has completely taken over the process of thinking for the American people. In fact, the media wants you to do the least amount of thinking possible. They will spoonful of sugar what you need to know into your mouth, and you will take it with a smile on your face. But the lack of fact-checking, people say, well, how is that journalism? This is a debate. This isn't, you're not putting together a journalistic research package. Fact-check the hell out of it after the debate is over, if you so choose. But in the midst of the debate, letting the candidates speak for themselves. And for me, as a voter, if they want to lie through their teeth and put it out there and it comes back with a fact check later, I'm interested to know how much they think they can sell those lies to me. But trying to carry the water for one candidate versus the other, I do feel like ABC kind of, they got a little bit of a backlash for choosing to go the opposite way of CBS here and CNN originally.
Yeah, they became the story after that debate. You know, it was about, yeah, Donald Trump missed opportunities and Kamala Harris lie after lie, and the fact that she just seemed so scripted and staged. I think J.D. Vance is smart enough to know to basically play chess here instead of checkers. And what I mean by that is, you know that Tim Walz is going to say that, well, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance want a federal ban on abortion. Now, they have come out 100% against that. I know J.D. Vance knows that he's going to say that, but I know he's going to be ready with the response. Or when Kamala Harris said that Donald Trump wants to ban all IVF, you know, fertilization treatments, and Trump has actually come out and said that he not only supports that, but he would actually put U.S. taxpayer dollars towards helping people use that particular method. Boy, she just lied about so many things that night about Project 2025. That's certainly going to come up. You guys support that? No, they've completely denounced it. J.D. Vance is going to be ready with those fact checks. And the fact that CBS is not going to jump in here, that's great. Because we saw with Candy Crowley back in 2012, oh, she fact-checked Mitt Romney and turned out later she said, well, actually, Romney was right in the mean or whatever she said.
So bad.
Like, after the fact, but it didn't matter because you felt like the air come out of that room. That's a good thing. And then but what ABC did, it's just so horrible. So I think, in the end, this is going to be something that's going to have a lot more weight than your average vice presidential debate, because, again, no one knows who this Tim Walz guy is, but I think they're going to find out tomorrow night. And one has stolen valor and one doesn't. And yeah, that's all I know about the two military people are going to see up there on that stage.
Joe Concha with us right now, Fox News contributor. What do you want to, what would you want to see? I think that the Hitler comparison that is going to be thrown at J.D. Vance when he went back and, you know, what the things that he said about Donald Trump before he knew who Donald Trump really was, I think it's a huge opportunity for J.D. Vance. If that question, I would assume that will probably come from an insult lobbed at him from Walz at some point. What do you want to hear from J.D. Vance should he have the opportunity to answer to that in front of the American people?
I've heard this answer, I think, already, because he has been asked about this, because the guy actually does interviews, actually does press conferences, and he was asked about that. He said, yeah, and then I got to know Donald Trump. I said that before he was elected. Then I saw the way he governed. I like what I saw. Then I got to know him as a person, and it couldn't be any further from the truth. I was relying, whoever is answering to, Mr. Walls, on media accounts of Donald Trump and things that were being said about him. And maybe I echoed that at the time without truly being informed and not seeing what a Trump presidency would be like. I saw it, and I want to see it again, because this presidency has been a disaster.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. I could do this.
You should. You'd have our support here from the Annie Fry Show. And then I wanted to ask you about the comparison of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They're so manufactured. They're so guarded and protected and insulated from the real world. And every time Kamala Harris, which is not terribly frequently, but we've seen a little bit more of her in some more regional interviews lately, every time she has the opportunity to come out and kind of prove the people wrong that she is thinking on her feet or thinking at all, that she can handle the pressures of that type of a situation, she actually kind of doubles down on who America is kind of growing to know her to be. Do you feel like Tim Walz is going to have policy points to talk about tonight, or is it going to be much like Kamala Harris's debate performance where it was really just trying to get Donald Trump off his game? I don't know if you can do the same to Vance.
No, he'll see it coming, right? And plus, Vance, I don't think, would take the bait on, like, some sort of shot about crowd size, for instance, right? I just don't came after you. No, it's going to be a lot about ambitions and aspirations and dreams, right? A bunch of, like, a stream of consciousness and a bunch of bumper stickers signifying nothing, right? I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is a Seinfeld candidacy. It is a show about nothing. Like, we're not actually getting any beer. It's all foam. It's all frosting, no cake. All sizzle, no steak. I could go through all the analogies, but that's what this campaign is built on, and people are getting sick of it at this point. And again, I'll go back to, you know, what Kamala Harris did during that interview with, who was it? MSNBC and Stephanie Ruhle last week, which, oh boy, talk about a hot stone massage of an interview. I mean, my goodness, some okay questions were asked, but again, not one follow-up, not one fact check. But at one point, Kamala Harris said the word holistically three times in 14 seconds, which is really hard to do. So the CPU was just broken, like rather, rinse, repeat, ladder, rinse, repeat.
Control, alt, delete.
Seriously.
Yeah.
She paid her fair share. I went back and did the counts on this. And even after that interview, the New York Times said, she's not really good in these situations, and then maybe she shouldn't do these interviews as often. It's great to see the press, like, actually recommend a presidential candidate from last year. Here we are. The New York Times endorsed Kamala Harris today. I mean, they endorsed Carter twice, Mondale and Dukakis in succession. I mean, that is really, they really had the pulse of the people during those elections, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
You love John Kerry.
Last question, Joe Concha, because I know you know about these things. Big Georgia-Alabama football game this weekend. Donald Trump showed up, and from what I understand, there wasn't much or if any coverage during the actual game broadcast, but there's a lot of stuff on social media of the reception he got there. Tim Walz attended the Michigan-Minnesota game in Michigan. What did you think about those choices to visit those places and the reception that they got?
Alexa, what a stark contrast. Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Never say anything like it. All right, first of all, like all these media outlets, like Kamala Harris is going to do an epic troll by flying a banner over the Alabama-Georgia game saying Donald Trump is afraid to debate, and then the plane never got off the ground.
Really?
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah. I heard a lot about the banner. I'm like, where are the pictures of the banner?
And then
this little, small, little, like, news. Oh, by the way, the plane never actually got off the ground. So great job there. Look, it was about 100,000 people at that game. And what a game, my goodness gracious. And you would think that all 100,000 were cheering for Trump. I get it's Alabama. I get it's a red state. But optically, at least on social media, I mean, it looks awesome, right? And then you have Tim Walz going to Michigan and getting booed. Now, look, I get it. He's from Minnesota. It was at Michigan. It was at the Big House. But
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Still, I mean, not exactly a warm reception at all. And that's just the contrast here. That's why I think that this election, I keep going back to this, Annie, and I can't get away from it. You have Pennsylvania and the Teamsters support Donald Trump rank and file, like a 2-1 margin. The steel workers support Donald Trump. United Auto Workers support Donald Trump. That's Michigan. Restaurant workers, those unions, they support Trump. That's Nevada. If you ever told me like 10 years ago that the Democratic presidential nominee wouldn't have the backing of rank and file members of the largest unions in the country and expected to win, I'd be like, no, it's impossible. But yeah, that's where we're at this point. So I think that decides it. I really do. She doesn't have the core. She doesn't have blacks. She doesn't have Hispanics in the numbers remotely that Biden had, and certainly not what Obama had, or even Hillary for that matter. So if they only won by a little margin last time out, and those margins have been completely erased and then some, I just don't know where the votes come for her outside of, like, I don't know, single women. I don't. I'm sorry.
What, childless cat ladies? That's
I'm not saying it, but yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. If you'd said that 10 years ago, I'd be like, what happens between then and now to make that be the case? And we know that story. We've seen government go crazy, expand in the last 10 years, and people don't like it. Joe Concha, thank you. We always love your insight. We can't wait to watch this debate. We'll get your feedback after it.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Joe Concha, a Fox News contributor, also author of the book Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. That's what he was talking about there. He literally wrote the book on the shift of Democrats and how they have left the party that left them. And, you know, some of them feel politically homeless right now. But you heard it from Joe Concha right there. A lot of these union members, these working class people, realize that the Democrat Party that used to stand for them, it does not any longer. The Republican Party gives them, it offers them something, some representation, some acknowledgement even. And the polling is starting to show that. But the only poll that matters is that November 5th poll. So go get Joe Concha's book, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. It's available now. It's a good read. Joe Concha's wonderful. Smart and also very funny, so check it out. Okay, quick break. When we come back, the Monday Roundup with Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America. So you're gonna stick around for the wildest ride in the wilderness, at least on the radio. Wiggins America next.
Well, I don't know Latin.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.